Here's a story about a regulatory crackdown on a Manhattan-based industry, operated for years without restriction. It's been accused of being greedy, non-transparent, exploitive. That industry is pedicabs, bikes with big carts on the back to haul people around the city. Zoe Chase of NPR's Planet Money team takes us out on the street to explain.
Say you're in midtown Manhattan, rush hour. You need to go a mile uptown. No taxis available. Pedicab is not a bad option.
$15, local price. If you said to me not too expensive, I would have said maybe $12.
I climb in, we take off. Julian Azaza zips through traffic, gets up close to the buses.
We're right in the middle of 6th Avenue at rush hour.
Definitely feels like the wild west of transportation options. And for many years, it has acted like that too. There is no standard rate here, like there is when you take a bus or a taxi. And, like in the Wild West, innocents get fleeced out here.
Most famously, last August, somebody was charged $442 to go from Mary Poppins to a restaurant called Milos.
That's about three quarters of a mile. This is Laramie Flick, pedicab driver.
Before the ride, he told them it was $1 a block. After the ride, he told them it was $1 a block, yes, but it was $100 minimum per person. And then he asked for a tip.
Amazingly, they paid up. This is exactly the kind of thing the city doesn't want happening to its tourists. So, new rules, you have to post your prices. Laramie Flick, he's for this. He's president of the Pedicab Owners Association. He helped craft the new rules. But not all his brethren are on board. Like many businessmen facing regulation, they say there's things you don't understand about our business. Ibrahim Donmez, pedicab driver for 8 years, he's not a fan of the new regulations.
I'm charging $20 for two people, and they want me to charge $20 for three people. Do you think that makes sense? If I have, like, you know, the third person is like 200 pounds. Do you think it makes sense?
So you're saying you want to be able to charge more if you have, like, a really heavy person?
Of course. I mean, it's a human-powered business.
Or what if it's mainly uphill, or it's raining, or the passengers are rowdy, or just annoying? They are right behind you, breathing down your neck. It's an intimate experience. Ibrahim says this is a one-on-one negotiation. Me and the customer, we figure out the price.
The whole business is based on hustling, okay? Like, just like the Times Square hustlers.
But a lot of pedicab drivers, they're psyched to get regulated, to lose the hustling reputation, because that scares off potential customers. Something this scrappy still, Laramie says, it's still word of mouth. So the word has to be good.
You see people in the pedicab, they're having the time of their life, they got a big smile on their face, they're enjoying the city, and then you know in about 3 minutes, you know, the rest of their day, they're going to be complaining about the pedicab that just charged them $90.
The new rules take effect next week. There will not be a standard price. Pedicab drivers still can come up with whatever they want as long as they post it clearly and the rate is standard. Per minute, not, say, per pound, so that every customer gets treated the same and knows what they're getting into. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.